Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, as the new administration begins to take shape and appointments made, and of course the people of the new administration, as well as the policies that we can expect get formulated, there's a great deal of speculation among health policy experts about the potential changes to our current healthcare system. We have our own health policy expert, Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, I don't want to pigeonhole you here or put you into a corner, but there's a lot of discussion, once again, about what the future of healthcare will look like under a Trump administration and what changes we can expect. What are some of the plausible developments that we can anticipate given the new administration's announced priorities and policy proposals?
Well, the talk coming out of Washington regarding the Affordable Care Act is to repeal and replace it. We also have several pieces of legislation that were vetoed by President Obama that can provide insight into what will be proposed by the congressional leadership.
So, you know, eventually all of these will get distilled and recirculated, redefined, and put into some sort of a framework. But I guess it's too soon to really say.
Yeah, but they have said, they've made it clear that they want to take action early. The fastest way that they can take action regarding the Affordable Care Act is not to do legislation, but to do it through a budget bill. A budget bill can be done very quickly in a few days. And there are provisions in the Affordable Care Act that can be altered or defunded through the budget bill language. They can do it starting right after January 20th, after the inauguration. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen, but procedurally, many changes to the Affordable Care Act can happen before the end of January.
But here we are still in open enrollment. Doesn't this create a great deal of confusion and uncertainty among Americans that depend on this the Affordable Care Act for their health care needs?
Yes. Well, there are about 20 million people who have coverage in some manner through the Affordable Care Act mechanisms, separate from employer-based coverage and other means. So open enrollment is happening. It will be open through January 31st. People can sign up for coverage through the end of January. But it's really important to understand that the exchanges are just a portal. It's just the way you get in. Once you are enlisted and paying premium for your health insurance, your relationship isn't with the exchange. It's with the health insurer.
Hector, you make an excellent point. I mean, the Affordable Care Act continues to be the law of the land. Again, the exchanges are open even now and after January 20th when the new president will be sworn in. And none of this is going to change overnight. One thing to say repeal, but you got to replace it with something sustainable that meets these essential requirements of Americans. So in terms of the process, what do you see or how fast do you see that happening? Again, it could be done through a budget process, but...
Yeah, the parts that would be done through the budget process would be the fiscal ones, right? So you're talking about anything tax-related and anything where they're funding the exchanges, for example, the healthcare.gov. But that does not impact exchanges that are run by states independent of the federal government. There's going to be a defunding mechanism that happens right away. But the big changes that we're talking about won't happen until later in the year, maybe even until 2018.
That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.